The White House Report.
President Trump has made promises on comprehensive background checks, as well as raising the age of those buying assault weapons. But now the president has a plan, and those two items are not as detailed as he talked about during various sessions on gun control after the Parkland school shooting in Florida weeks ago. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president is going to be the lead on school safety when it comes to this administration. He certainly has been since this process has begun, and he's going to continue to lead on it as we move forward.
What is the issue with the president keeping his promise?
The president's primary focus is on pushing through things that we know have broad bipartisan support or things that we can do from an administrative perspective that we can do immediately. But we haven't let go of some of those other things that we're going to continue to review and look at, as I mentioned in the opening part of my first comments.
Is there a single thing in this proposal from the president that is not supported by the NRA? Is there anything in here that the NRA opposes?
Look, the president still has in this plan the age limit increase, and that is part of one of the things that will be, one of those things will be reviewed on what the best path forward is on that front, whether it can be done at a federal level or whether it needs to be done on a state-by-state basis.
The issue for this White House is determining which group carries more weight. Is it the National Rifle Association, the NRA, or is it those in protest hoping for gun control after the Parkland shooting and other deadly shootings in this nation? I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.